This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talking about people being on the take, particularly the Biden family, and why there hasn't been a whole lot of discussion about it. In fact, none of the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, covered Joe Biden being linked to getting $5 million of money that he says he never got. He says it's malarkey. And I figured it out, folks. I know why the Democrats don't want to discuss the Bidens. I know why Rhino Republicans aren't screaming from the mountaintop about the Biden family. You want to know what it is? Because compared to what these other people are getting, the Bidens are chili pimps. They are getting nothing. They are selling out America for peanuts on the dollar, for beads for the Indians, for Manhattan. That's what they're getting compared to the, what the other people are getting. And I pull this up. This is 2014 data from 2008 to 2014 in one of the worst economic periods in American history. You ready for this? This is the net growth of people by percentages. So this person, and she married a billionaire, but she got into Congress in 2008. Her name is Chelly Pingree. She's a Democrat from Maine. She grew, her money, her net worth grew from $40 million. It grew 73,000%. Now here's why. She married a billionaire. But you ready for some of these others? Pedro Pierluisi, who was worth $2.66 million, his income grew by 1,707%. Patrick Murphy, a Democrat out of Florida, got into Congress in 2012. In a couple of years, he was worth $3 million. His income grew by 1,449%. Mark Vasey, a Democrat out of Texas, got into Congress in 2012, was worth $208,000. He grew by almost 1,000%. Jeff Denham, a Republican out of California, got into Congress in 2010, was worth almost $15 million, grew by 661%. Let me give you some people you may know. Ready? Trey Gowdy, in 2010, worth $178,000. He grew by 278%. Adam Kissinger, $163,000, grew by 211%. Roy Blunt, Republican out of Missouri, $3 million was his net worth. He grew 147%. Let me put it to you this way. Mitch McConnell, people like that, these people grew. I'm talking about in a period where people were losing their shirts. These people were growing. The worst person on this list grew at 26%. I take that back, 20% on this list. Morgan Griffin. They said the average increase per member of Congress in the years 2008 through 2014 was $3.4 million. How'd you do? Did you fare as well? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Talking about these crazy Bidens. Before I get back into the Bidens, let me just... Paul Ryan, he increased 22%. There's hardly a person on here that didn't make money. Bernie Sanders, over 30%. Then he really went up the scale after he ran for president, you know, of course. But everybody's on here. Mitch McConnell, Elijah Cummings. This isn't just Republicans, folks. This is, Democrats. This is Democrats and Republicans. Now, that being said, I'm not casting aspersions. Some of these people may have sold their companies. Some of these people may have gotten lucrative deals of things. They're accomplished people. But I'm going to make you a bet. The majority of them made money just from being who they are. Just from being in office. I'm looking at these numbers and I'm floored. One of my buddies is a guy named Matt Salmon. Matt went into Congress in 2012. He made $86,000. His pay increased 50%. You want to know why? He got a raise from his job and when he went to Congress. That was his. Matt, thou art forgiven. But I could go down this list. Elijah Cummings, $700,000 in 1996 is what his net worth was. He grew 41% the next year. These people are growing. I don't even want to know what the time. Let me put it to you this way. During this time frame, Nancy Pelosi went from $12 million to $36-plus million. Now she's worth well over $100 million. How's that happen? I mean, everybody's on here. Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell made $19 million. He started Congress in 1984. The previous year, $19 million was what he was the year before. He got a 64% increase of his $19 million the next year. How's that happen? You know, the reason why these people don't want to investigate the Bidens is it's their dirty laundry too. These people are just as crooked as Joe Biden. What are they trading on? What do you think Mitch McConnell has to offer? Oh, is he doing all these speaking engagements? What is he doing? All these people sell the same product, folks. Influence. And the reason why we're wondering, well, why don't they cover it? Because everybody in there is going, listen, if you go after Joe, you're going to have to go after so-and-so. There's a lot of sacrificial lambs in this. Go to Ballotpedia. Google this. Changes in net worth for Congress. And see what comes up. I hope there's even more data that I can point to that's more relevant, that's closer to where we are right now. Because I'm going to tell you, my bet is it's far worse. So that's my suspicion. All these guys are getting their money. They're on the take. Now, in the first hour, I asked some good questions. I posed some amazing questions. Here was one of them. I said, what's on Hunter's cell phones? We know what's on his computer. Do you think that we could go back, get Hunter's records, once they start investigating and say, we have a reason to believe that Hunter may have been pinging in China, in Ukraine, in Romania, and elsewhere. We want his records. We want to know who he was sending messages to. I haven't heard a single thing about his phone. I suspect he's going to get with Hillary and figure out how to bleach bit or take a hammer to some of that stuff. That was one of the questions I posed. I'll tell you the other one when we come back, folks. Stick around.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The richest woman in Congress is what they call Nancy Pelosi. They say her value of her portfolio is a minimum of $43 million and has been as high as $202 million. They give it an average of $120 million. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So why haven't is nobody gone after the Bidens? We're talking about Joe Biden in his hate, at his most, has maybe gotten $20 million. Now, I don't care whether the guy got one illegitimate dollar. He shouldn't be getting it. But in comparison to what the others are doing, the dude is getting nothing. That's why he's blowing it off. That's why they don't want to cover it. But I asked this question, I ask a couple of good questions, I believe, in the previous hour, and I'm going to ask yet another one. You got Hunter Biden, who's obviously getting money. He's paid for a lot of stuff worth millions of dollars. He's gotten money. There's no question he's received it. Now, we can debate where's it from and all that, but he's gotten money. So he's got this money. We know what he used it for. He used it for drugs. He used it for travel. He stayed at the best places, and mostly he used it for prostitutes. So my question then is, why aren't any profiteering prostitutes come to target Hunter? Why is there no Stormy Daniels? Usually, when a guy is in a precarious situation like Hunter is right now, you'd have women come out of the woodwork going, he stiffed me, pardon the pun, when I was with him, and he didn't pay me, or he didn't do this, or he promised me this, or he bought me this, or I'm pregnant by him. You got nothing. The only person who's bothering Hunter Biden is his ex-stripper girlfriend. And she wants her money. Welcome again. Glad you guys are with me. Joe Biden created the monster that is his son, Hunter Biden. And that's why he calls him the best man that he knows. Because Joe Biden can't take credit for a bad creation, after all. He's God, man. I mean, Joe Biden can do more push-ups than God. Don't you know that, you dog-faced pony soldier? Or you ain't black? What? What is it? Come on, man. Yeah, Joe Biden can do more push-ups than God. He'll call God out in a minute. God, who do you think you are? Hunter is doing court again, folks, in Arkansas. And the judge is talking about throwing him into jail. If he doesn't produce his records, it may be, I said it before, it may be Hunter Biden's stripper girlfriend who birthed Little Navy. Isn't that her name? The little girl that Hunter Biden doesn't want to claim, that Joe Biden won't claim as Grandpa Joe. And it may be that whole little thing that exposes the dirty underbelly of the chili pimping Bidens who are getting chump change for selling America down the river. Just think about it. I would rather find out Joe Biden got billions because he gave up oil leases to China or to Burisma, a.k.a. the Ukrainians. But you know what he got? He got peanuts. Because that's what Joe Biden thinks of us. I mean, if you're going to grift, grift big, baby! God, what an insult. He grifts like he's a chump. Well, no, where do you think we can get, Dad? I don't know, crackhead. Why don't you do that? I put you in charge. Well, don't you be getting all mad at me, Dad. Don't call me Dad. I don't know what the Biden family dynamic was when they were negotiating this, but to get $10 million because you're going to give away billions in oil leases and, oh, you're going to crater the American energy industry for shiggles, don't you think you could get a little more? Hunter, I don't know. He's got all these shell companies. See, if they were doing business on the up and up, people, he would say, no, my son set up his business, they ran it through there, and we Hunter's a very gifted guy, he graduated from Yale, and he's the best man I know, and hey, he was selling his services. Okay, great. Why was he hiding? Why did Hunter set up 10, 20, I don't know how many different corporations? Why are there over 100? I think they said there's 178 suspicious activity reports on how the money was flowing through your corporation. I'll try to look it up. I wanted to know, what is the average of, you know, suspicious activity reports for a company? How many would you get in a year? Whatever. I couldn't find anything that told me, well, if you got 3 SARS reports, then they might close your account. Or you got 10 SARS reports, or 50. I don't know, but if you got something that's logging these various reports, and you get 178, I would say, is that enough buzzard circling for you to think something's dead? I went to the SARS to the website, and here are some examples of what will trigger this. You ready? Lack of evidence of legitimate business activity or any business operations. Does that fall under what Hunter does? You ready for this one? Unusual financial nexuses and transactions occurring among certain business types. For example, a food importer dealing with an auto parts exporter. So in other words, a guy who has no talent dealing with somebody who's in the business of energy, for example. Okay? Here's this one. Number 3, transactions that are not commensurate with the stated business type and that are unusual and unexpected in comparison with the volumes of similar business operating in the same locale. So in other words, if you're a dry cleaner and you're getting a certain number of, you know, they expect you to get a certain amount of clothes, but you're doing as much business as, say, the dollar store, they may go, that's a little sketchy. Here's number four. Huge numbers or volumes of wire transfers or repetitive wire transfer patterns, which is essentially what Hunter did. Ready? Complex series of transactions indicative of layering activity involving multiple bank accounts, parties, jurisdictions, etc. Here's the next one. Number six, suspected shell entities. Here's one. This is number nine. Transactions being conducted in bursts of activities within a short period, especially in previously dormant accounts. Number 10, transactions or volumes of aggregate activity inconsistent with the expected purpose of the account and expected levels and types of activity conveyed to the financial institution by the account holder. These are just a few. And, you know, the top 10, Hunter Biden can easily qualify for six or seven of them. Easily. You don't even have to get out of the top 10. Because then it gets real obscure. Starts asking a little bit more pointed questions. Things that, quite frankly, Hunter would still have trouble. Transactions, you ready? Here's number 13. Seemingly designed to or attempting to avoid reporting and record-keeping requirements. Which is why, let's just say, maybe Hunter got into problems with his baby mama. That's why he got his baby mama drama. And he didn't pay his taxes. This is what we're dealing with. And they want to pretend that there's no there there. It's a bunch of malarkey. You buying it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Former President Trump is inside the federal courthouse in Miami to be arraigned on 37 felony counts, charges that he kept classified and other documents he was not entitled to have, lying about what he had, concealing some papers when federal officials asked for them back, and showing some of those papers to people who were not authorized to view them. Authorities say the body recovered from the burnt-out wreckage of a tanker that caught fire Sunday in Philadelphia is the driver. The fire from that crash collapsed a section of Interstate 95. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The consumer price index rose by 0.1% in May, bringing the annual inflation rate to 4%. A day after the Denver Nuggets captured the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. The Knights are up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's amazing what we know intuitively. Actually, in reality, about the government and the Bidens and their protection of the Bidens and their use of the DOJ to cover for them. And it would be one thing if they were covering a single issue. I mean, that would be bad enough. But we have a completely full-blown conspiracy right in front of our faces. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It is a conspiracy. These people targeted Donald Trump and got rid of him. Orchestrated January 6th to cover it up, covered up all the information about the Biden family leading up to where we are right now, and continue to cover for this crooked family as Joe Biden sits in the Oval Office illegally and sells out this country on a day-to-day basis. You can easily, this is no, I mean, you have to be a brain surgeon here to track Joe Biden's decisions and policies based on the money that he has received. And the left do nothing. I don't have to flip the script on this and say, what if this were Trump? What if this were a Republican? None of it. It's easy to see. You can tinfoil hat me all you want. This is a conspiracy right in front of your face, not a theory. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I keep coming back to this crazy notion of the stupid people out there who run away from Republicans. I'm talking about true Republicanism. A guy like Trump, and they use any excuse. I don't like his hair. I don't like his tan. I don't like his tone. I don't like his tweets. Whatever. And they find any reason to run from a guy who you can clearly see has been targeted. See, I would get it if something happened and you went, yeah, you know, Trump did do that. That was bad. He did sell a secret to the Russians, or he did profit by $50 billion for something. Oh, yeah, he invested in SpaceX before anybody knew. There's nothing. You can't find anything. And then they get upset that the guy protects himself. He's always in the news. I mean, what's he doing? How dare he fight back? You know what it is? I think I figured it out. Most of the people that complain about him don't have the balls to fight. They would be, well, I guess it's over. I guess I'll leave it alone. I told you guys, I heard Rachel Maddow propose that Trump should be gone because, you know, maybe this is what the DOJ wants. We have that clip, right?
You have to wonder if the Justice Department is considering whether there is
some political solution to this criminal problem, whether part of the issue here is not just that Trump has committed crimes, but that Trump has committed crimes and plans on being back in the White House. Do they consider as part of a potential plea offer something that would proscribe him from running for office again?
Now, that was the sage, supposedly very bright Rachel Maddow proposing what the left doesn't want you to know, which is that is exactly what's happening. They want to railroad Trump out so he can't run again because they fear him. And she's posing this, saying, is this something that they could do? And she sees it as this would be okay. She's not stating it as a this is horrible. This is a terrible thing. How could they possibly do something like this? Can you imagine if they were having a discussion and they were trying to keep Barack Obama from getting his second term and they were strategizing against him using the DOJ? Would she have said it like that? I think you know the answer. But she says it like, well, I mean, this is it. Maybe this is what they're doing. That's all hope. And then Lawrence O'Donnell, he comes back and he has to correct the record. Well, I mean, that would be terrible. So here's what he has to say.
I would imagine if anything like that happened, that it would have to come from the defense side of the negotiation, that the Trump team would say, oh, by the way, and with this, we will also, you know, drop out of the race for president. Otherwise, it would put the Justice Department in this position that Donald Trump claims they're in. He claims they're trying to stop him, simply trying to stop him from becoming president again, and that's the only reason they're doing this. So my guess, given those dynamics and the change, I think, in the way the Justice Department sees this in those 50 years since Spiro Agnew, it just seems unlikely that they would reach into the political zone of the solution. Our politics does have to find a solution to this, but it might have to find that solution separate and apart from the criminal process.
I love how you put that. Unlikely they would reach into the political zone. Really? That's unlikely, huh?
I was distraught right after the election, but I'm now actually invigorated by the challenge and our ability to succeed in this challenge.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you have seen this. I don't want to blindside you with this. This is the latest statement, latest tweet, as you were just saying, the president-elect's latest yeah. unsolicited pronouncement on the intelligence community. This was his tweet just a little while ago tonight. You see the scare quotes there. The yeah. intelligence briefing yeah. on so-called Russian hacking was delayed until Friday, perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange. We're actually told, intelligence sources tell NBC News since this tweet has been posted, that actually this intelligence briefing for the president-elect was always planned for Friday. It hasn't been delayed. But he's taking these shots, this antagonism, yep. this taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
Now, that clip goes back to 2016, folks. And it is just as relevant today as it was then. An intelligence briefing on Russian hacking was delayed. They didn't give it to Trump. And he says, I don't trust them. And then Schumer goes on to say, you attack those guys, they got six ways this Sunday to get you. And you know what he says? He says it and doesn't even skip a beat. He doesn't say, I'm appalled that the intelligence community has six ways of Sunday to get you, how they could set you up. He says it like, oh boy,
I tell you what, you better leave them alone. It doesn't matter who you are. They'll get you. So he's already telling you that they will set you up. They don't need evidence. They'll just do whatever they want to do. But he's not appalled by that as a senator. In fact, you know why? Because he uses it as a tool. It's one of his attack dogs. It's one of the feathers, the arrows in his quill or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. In his leather sack is where he keeps them. You know. Anyway. He's not appalled. And neither is Rachel Maddow. She doesn't say, come on. Is that a good thing that the intelligence community could thwart a sitting president? They're gleeful. Chuck Schumer says he's really dumb for doing this. They're very upset about how he's treated them. Really? They're upset at how he's treated them when we know for a fact they were part of the coup. Part of an attempt to overthrow him in 2016 that continued into 2020. And almost, I mean, it was ironic. He uses Russian hacking. Well, look at that. We wouldn't have even known. It wouldn't have been discovered if it weren't for the intel community. He's standing behind them. And it's for one simple reason. The elites control the intelligence community. They're the only ones who will hold these people responsible. I remember watching the movie Clear and Present Danger, and this one guy that was doing the dirty work, assembling the team that was going to send over, he says, you send me a letter that says, I get out of jail free, I'll do your dirty work. And that's what happens. These guys have get out of jail free cards. They will do the dirty work and they say, I'm free. I have a letter from the president that says, I'm free. I can do whatever I need to do. That's all it takes. Now, that's our justice system. They assign these guys to do the dirty work. And you know what they did, America? They took out our gladiator. And there are a group of people out there who want to help them, who continue to talk down about Obama. About Trump. I look at this as family. This is the way I used to run my organizations. I would say, look, we're going to have different people of different quality in what we do. And we picked them. This is the team. You do not talk negatively about the team. If somebody's out of their lane, you pull them aside and you say, hey, you screwed up here. But publicly, to everybody involved, if they say, oh, that Kevin, you know, I don't know, you say, you know what, he's a great member of our team. We all make mistakes, but that kid, he's good. Whatever. That's what you do. We cover for each other. Republicans, conservatives, we can learn a lot from that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Did you happen to see the information that Hunter Biden had on his laptop? All the pictures? Talked about it earlier. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I mentioned it. I said he's got pictures of family and all that stuff. But Hunter liked his trophies. These are call girls. And he spent a fortune on them. And I'm not going to moralize about using prostitutes. I think there's probably a lot of reasons why guys go to prostitutes. I mean, I'm not talking about married guys. I'm talking about guys that go, you know what? I don't want any entanglements. Women use services like that. I know they do.
So I'm not trying to moralize, but I know there are some Bible thumpers and sanctimonious. Kevin, is the devil's this, that, and the other, the Bible belt. Okay, fine. You want to do that? Fine. I don't care. It's between two people. They make a transaction. There are many people that would tell you being married is like being with a prostitute. It may be worse. It's cheaper to use call girls. Maybe that's Hunter's rationale. I don't really care. And maybe he did keep score. I know guys that, you know, they, every time they get a new girlfriend, they, oh, here's my old girlfriend, here's my old girlfriend. And there are women that keep their boyfriend stuff. Oh, this is when I was with Chuck, and this is when I was with Billy, and this is when I was with Tommy, or whatever. I don't get it. Because if you're with somebody new, you've pretty much said, okay, I'm done with the other person, and now this is who I want to spend my life with. Good for you. That's the way, I mean, that's the way it works. That's the way I look at it. But Hunter had his trophies, and if you look at the way that he does it, he, these are girls, he's got them in the mirror, they're like, oh, they're opposing, and he wants to show you that he's a player, and he's not a player. I mean, if you got the kind of money that he was getting from the big, you know, generating for the big guy and what he got to keep, you could have whoever you want. George Soros could have trophy girlfriends based on, you know, his money. As Donald Trump said, you got enough money, enough power, girls will let you grab them by the hoo-ha. So, here's Hunter Biden flaunting his ability to go out and buy these women that are willing to sell themselves. And again, no moral, I don't care. If Hunter Biden makes millions of dollars in his legitimate business and he wants to spend it in that way, good for him. But if it's ill-gotten money, and he's spending it that way, and then he's covering it up, I got a problem with that. And let me tell you what's going on with the purveyors of transparency. Hunter's legal team is mad at the Republicans. You want to know why? How dare they obtain his suspicious activity reports? How dare they get those? Those were supposed to stay hidden. And this is part of what the Republicans are using to look into Hunter Biden. They're saying, we got all these suspicious activity reports on certain days. I want to build the structure for you. So they say, on April 20th of 2019, here's when Hunter Biden had a SAR. Then they go and they look at the bank account and they see who the money came from or who it went to. And they're going to start piecing it all together. I want you to picture this mafioso chart with all the different entities that Hunter Biden owns and the big guy and arrows going to them and how they all interconnect. I want you to see strings going across from one to the other because that's what you got. And the Biden family is mad about it because how dare you get this information? It was supposed to stay hidden. Abby Lowell is Hunter Biden's lawyer, and he wrote this to the House Ethics Committee and the Treasury Department's Office of the Inspector General in April, asking for the former White House staffer to be investigated for allegedly breaking banking laws by publishing the confidential reports. I don't know if that's true. If it is, let's say that person should be prosecuted. Okay, fine. But I would immediately pardon them because they're a whistleblower in what is undoubtedly one of, if not the biggest story, certainly of the year, if not of the decade, that the president who's been cheated into office used his son to generate income for him. And I don't care that it was a small amount, that it was chili pimping money for all goods and for all purposes. For me, it's a lot of money. Let me ask you this. Could you use an extra $10, $15 million? I could. Boy, what I would do with that kind of coin? I would change politics forever. I've said this. I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. If I had $1 million free dollars, I'm talking about unencumbered, no taxes due, you know, no payroll, whatever. If I had $1 million unencumbered dollars, I'd change politics in this country forever. Now, that number's slowly going up due to inflation. due to Bidenflation. But what I'm getting at is you could build a team that did nothing except go after the hypocrisy and the irony and do it in such a way. I know now how to do it. And I wish I'd known this 14 years ago when I spent over $1.6 million of my dollars to do it, because I'd be a lot smarter about it. But $1 million today, I can change politics forever. Now, that's a fraction of what Black Lives Matter got, you know, that terrorist group. And I would do it without, no cops would be killed. Nobody would be killed. But the truth would get out about a lot of stuff. And cleverly so. Anyway, Ziegler has used Mr. Biden's SARS and other financial records to craft a false narrative that Mr. Biden is associated with a human trafficking ring. Now, what's interesting is he doesn't deny that he's involved with some pretty nefarious players, like, I don't know, the biggest spy in China. Can you imagine if a Trump kid was partnered, admittedly partnered, with one of the biggest spies in China? What would be the ramifications of that? He says, in his persistent and continued broadcast of his fictitious tale, Ziegler has called upon the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer to disseminate Mr. Biden's private information on an even wider audience. So he's mad that it's leaked out. What's going on with the Biden family? How dare they know that there were 178 suspicious activity reports tied to banks and institutions we did not want anyone to know about? How dare they let people know? Well, there you go. Some of the SARs generated by J.P. Morgan Bank detail money flowing to accounts associated with Hunter and other family members stemming from business deals with the Ukrainians and the Chinese. Now, that's the part you know, right? But it's much more salacious. It's much deeper. Because, see, it's not just where they were getting the money from. It was, where has this money been going? They said that Hunter made payments of thousands of dollars. You ready for this? I know. There's gambling in the casino, Kevin. To suspected prostitutes and pimps. Hunter Biden, the first son, you know, all that class they brought to the White House, is using his money that he's gotten from business deals brokered to get access to his daddy so they could screw America, pardon the pun. And you know who he's paying off? Prostitutes and pimps. Ain't that fitting? So, who are we in this equation? I'm just curious, because I don't know about you, but I'm feeling kind of dirty. I'm feeling like a prostitute. And I'm feeling like Joe Biden and his family are the pimps. You know this name, Mykola Zlochevsky, the Ukrainian owner of Burisma, who was the foreign national involved in this criminal bribery scheme? That's what this letter for the FBI detailed. I want you to just understand, while Joe Biden was over talking about this $1 billion he was going to pull out of Ukraine if they prosecuted his son, we now know from the FBI that they had this document that tied him to the owner of Burisma, both of those guys getting $5 million each. And this was before the June 2020 date that the Bureau form talks about. So they knew about it before that. $5 million each. And this was heard from the horse's mouth from Zlochevsky. He said he believed it would be difficult to unravel the alleged bribery scheme for at least 10 years because of the number of bank accounts involved. And the FBI hasn't investigated one single iota.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.